So I am presenting on Richard Bausch. Just for some background information, he's an American novelist. He was born on April 18th, 1945 in Fort Benning, Georgia. He has a twin brother, Robert, who is also a writer. He's married to Karen Miller, and they have five children.
What was he born? Did you say 1945?
1945.
Really young.
He received his BA from George Mason University in 1973 and received his MFA from the University of Iowa in 1975. He has written 10 novels, including Take Me Back, which was nominated for the Penn Faulkner Award in 1982, and In the Night Season. He has contributed short stories to various publications such as Harper's, Esquire, and The New Yorker. He has also published 7 collections of short stories. He has received many acknowledgments, including a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1984, the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Best Writers Award in 1992, the American Academy of Arts and Letters Award in Literature in 1993, and was twice nominated for the Penn Faulkner Award. He currently holds the Moss Chair of Excellence at the University of Memphis. Now, taking a look at the story, I'd like to start at the beginning, and looking how Bausch starts right in the dialogue. He doesn't give any backstory or description, but places us directly in the moment, directly with the characters as they're already within the scene. There's no telephone ringing. It's already the daughter talking to her father. We don't really need a background information, but we get to watch the story unfold as the dialogue continues on. It's good for us as writers to learn that we don't always need to set a scene, but we can jump right in and let, when we're using dialogue, take us where we want it to go. Next, I would like to look at his use of distance words, such as in the first sentence he uses over long distance. It helps the readers understand the space between the characters. A lot of the conversation that is being had could, without mention of telephone, could actually be had face to face, but his use of over 1,000 miles of wire, a long way off, and the low C sound of long distance helps us separate these two characters and understand where they're coming from, and also keeps us kind of at a distance from each of them as well. His use of italics. In dialogue, a lot of the times we don't necessarily know what words should be emphasized, and an author often has his own idea of where emphasis should be placed. And so by using italics, he uses it throughout, but such as on the first page, he says, "Dad, I'm bringing him home with me. We're getting married." So he wants us to emphasize the word married and understand that that's a very important word within the dialogue. We can use this to help our writers read our stories, our sentences, in the way we would like them to, and kind of direct the emphasis that we think is important. Along those lines, his use of repetition and punctuation, he uses these to set the pace of the story. A character will start speaking and then stop and then start where they left off, and that slows down the pace of the story. Also using commas and fragmented thought slows it down as well. It also makes the characters seem real to us and brings us closer to them, as if we're there with them while they're forming their thoughts. An example of this would be on the first page, Ballinger says, "Yes," he said, that's some news. And so we see a father trying to figure out what to say to his daughter that's not going to set her off angry, but at the same time is expressing what he really is thinking. Another example of that would be on page 593, when Melanie is trying to tell her father how old her fiancé is. "Daddy, William's 60, he's 63 years old, and we're there with her as she's forming, the right words to say to her dad." And so we can see this as something helpful to bring our readers closer to our characters. And, the last point I would really like to talk about would be the descriptive parts of the story. While dialogue is often the focal point of the piece, the descriptive sections are important in giving us a backstory. Like I said, he didn't need to start with a backstory and how it all unfolds later, but we wouldn't necessarily understand all of the conversation between characters, such as when Ballinger is trying to, says he needs to tell his daughter something. Having the backstory of how his wife and him are separated helps us to understand what exactly that means and what he's going to tell her, and brings us in a way closer to him and further from Melanie, because we know something that she doesn't. Also along those lines, we see how descriptions help clarify the ways in which characters are saying their words and their thoughts. For example, on page 596, Melanie says, "Yes, her voice is defiant." And so we see here, for simple words such as yes and well, it's helpful to have words that kind of describe how they were said, so that we get an understanding of what the author really wanted us to get from those words. And that defiance is a change from earlier on the page where Bausch wrote, he could tell her from her voice that she was fighting back tears. So, you know, it was a longer sentence that we necessarily could have read in a few different ways, and so having something to clarify that can help our readers, and we as writers can use this description to bolster our dialogue and see where, when we're using a lot of dialogue, where description has a time and place, and when that can be really helpful and when it's not necessary. And I think that from Bausch we can learn a lot about that. So that is what I wanted to touch on. There's more, but I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to discuss.